AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview. Happy New Year, first and foremost, to all the listeners. We're going to look ahead to the Cheltenham card on New Year's Day. Seven races coming up, seven high-quality races as well, to kick off 2015. Happy New Year to you, AP, and how's things?
And likewise to you, Alex. Everything is good. Looking forward to New Year. Hopefully it'll be a successful one.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're riding at Exeter on a New Year's Day. We're recording this on New Year's Eve afternoon, if you like. But we're going to focus on the Cheltenham card. And we'll start with the 12:10, which is a novice's hurdle over an extended 2.5 mile trip. Eight runners going to post for this Class 3 contest. No maybe standouts in this run, AP. Nothing with that X factor, if you like. But plenty of horses arriving here in good form, having won quite a few races up to now.
Yeah, very much so. I suppose you'd probably start with Brother Ted, who won well last time when he won at Kempton. Has won his two races this season and would probably have won all three if he hadn't have fallen at Fontwell earlier on in the season. He looks an obvious one. Thomas Brown of Harry Fry's is another one. His run at Newbury last time was pretty good. He was second there to out Sam. And Shiro's Shades of Grey is one that I thought was quite interesting. He won very well at Doncaster last time. And has won his last three races. Neil King's horses have been in great form. So he's definitely one to keep the right side of. And the other one, I suppose, is As the Me of Paul Nicholas, who won last time at Sandown. The one I think I'm going to go for is Zero Shades of Grey. I thought his win at Doncaster was pretty smart. And if he was trained by one of the bigger stables, I'm sure he'd be more strongly fancied. So I'm going to go for Zero Shades of Grey for me.
Okay, Zero Shades of Grey then. The pick in the opener. Next up is the 12:45. It is a handicap chase over the extended 3 mile and 2 furlong trip. 13 runners going to post. So we'll take a fair bit of getting this, AP. Plenty of horses in here that we know very, very well, experienced handicappers, and they tend to take it in turns to win these kind of races. Which one do you think can win this one?
Yeah, very open race. Obviously, Paul Nicholas is just the par, is one that I suppose you'd look at first. Hasn't been in the best of form in his runs this season. Disappointing last time when pulled up behind Oscar Time, but maybe you could forgive him that. Montpero on the other horse, Paul Nichols, is another one that has been a little bit disappointing. St. R, I suppose, ran very well last time at Aintree behind Oscar Time over the big fences. That was a decent run. I'm sure he's going to have a squeak. Very, very tough race to try and find the winner of Cadu George of Ben Pawlings, won quite well at Foss last, stayed really well, pressed some conditions. He might be one, I think, maybe to keep on the right side of. So maybe Cadu George of Ben Pawlings in this race.
Okay, Cadu George, the pick then, in the second race of the day, the 12:45. Next up is the 1:20. It's the Dipper Novices Chase, a Grade 2 contest over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. We've got seven runners going to post for this one, AP. And it's a really, really strong renewal. Would appear that Champagne West and Petit Zig are the two that are most fancied. But I think every horse in here is one that you wouldn't mind owning.
No, I think it's a very open race. Petit Zig was very impressive when he won at Ascot last time. Beat Joss's Hill, quickened away well from the second last and was very impressive. Champagne West won at Cheltenham last time, beat Unias, so I was second to him. Very good run. Very solid horse. Before that, he'd obviously beaten. He'd obviously beaten another horse of Philip Hobbs's, which was a good run as well at Cheltenham. So he's got the course and distance experience of the others. Ned Stark is the other one. I suppose you could mention one well at Newbury last time, beat Times Wasting. Clondon Camper would probably have won it. Would definitely won at Doncaster last time when unseating Brian Harden at the last. You could probably forgive him that. And won at a bigger price and probably more of an outsider. Top Totty, I don't think, is out of it at all down the bottom. She's getting a stone from the main rivals at the top. I was very taken with Petit Zig last time. I thought he jumped very well at Ascot and quickened very well. I think Petit Zig's going to take a lot of beat.
Okay, hard to cut away from Petit Zig there in the 120. The 155 is next up. It's a Grade 3 handicap chase. 2 miles, 5 furlongs the trip for this one. 13 runners going to post once again. Really, really open race, this AP. A few of these arriving out of sorts, but potentially well handicapped. And then you've got a few towards the bottom that that have won last time out or are in decent form. Looks a pretty tricky one to call.
Yeah, it does. Obviously, a few of these are running there. A few of the Cheltenham handicap chases already. Obviously, Coeur de Burley have been the main one, but was very disappointing back here in the December Gold Cup or whatever it is, when pulled up there. Before that, he'd obviously won at Cheltenham in November, which was a good solid run. Tenor Nivenay of Venetia Williams is, we all know her horse in great form. She won the Welsh Grand National. And he won at Kempton last time, just beat King Edmund, who actually, to be fair, has won a couple of novice hurdles since. Peter Bowen's Ben Ure is another one that has been running okay, was second last time. Just got beat at Aintree, which wasn't a bad run either. Bailey's Concerto has been in good form up the north. Won a lot of races for Diane Sayre, but was third last time. Maybe the handicappers maybe just got the grips with him. It's champion. There's a few of them falling down the way at the Champion Court. Eric, a few of those have been disappointing. Look, you have to go with the horse in form. I'm just going to go for Tanner Nivenay. I think, as I said, I think Venetia Williams' horse in good form. He's got 10 stone 6. He's given plenty of weight from Cali to Burley. And I'm going to go for Tanner Nivenay.
Okay, Tanner Nivenay then for Venetia Williams in the 155. The 230 then next up. It's a handicap hurdle over 3 miles, a Class 2 event with 10 runners going to post. Ulzana's Raids at the top of the handicap here, AP. Lovely horse, but he's going to have a lot on his plate here to defy this weight. And there are some likely candidates further towards the bottom of the weights, aren't there?
Yeah, there is. As you said, Ulzana's Raid was very tough when he won last time at Cheltenham. Big Easy, which was a horse which was in great form. That was a very good run. Knight of Noir of David Pipes was a good second to Mauricio de Burley at Cheltenham last time when he ran. That wasn't a bad run either. First Fandango was third last time at Market Raisin. Got a bit defined in that form. Southfield Vic of Paul Nichols has been in good form as well. Won at Taunton last time in a novice hurdle, stepping up in the handicap class this time. And a couple down the bottom that are, Bebopperu won well enough when he won at Fakenham. And the other one I thought worth a mention but hasn't been in great form was Bothy of Brian Ellison's. Slipping down the weights, but is capable on his day. You probably got to go for the horse in form. Which I think is Ulzana's Raid and Knight of Noir. I thought Knight of Noir ran a very solid race last time at Cheltenham when he was second, and I can see him improving in that, so I'm going to go for Knight of Noir.
Okay, Knight of Noir in the 230. The 305 is next up. It's a hurdle over the extended 2.5 mile trip. 7 runners going to post for this one. And a really, really good race this AP. We've got Cole Harden in there, Rock on Ruby, Silsol, who was quite impressive last time, and Vaniteur as well. You put those all together, and this is a fascinating race.
Yeah, it is very much so. Vaniteur obviously got put in his place by the new one last time at Cheltenham. He ran okay, no disgrace in that. I'd imagine that Nicky Henderson thinks that stepping up the 2.5 miles will help him, which it could possibly do. Zilzal was a very impressive winner of a good handicap at Newbury last time. Stepping into conditions race here, it'll be a little bit tougher. The likes of Olofi obviously been running well in handicaps, but ran okay behind the new one last time, but got a bit defined with Vanna too. Hint of a Mint, not surprisingly, was outclassed last time behind Fahin at Ascot. But again, not sure there's any Fahins in this race. Rock on Ruby won well last time, beat Valen in a tie at Cheltenham. Mickey Henderson's horse was second. I'm sure he's got a good gauge just to wear Valen in a tie and Vanna too, and even beat that are. Beat that is one we haven't mentioned. There's no doubt, I think he looks like a horse that appreciated the step up to 3 miles at the entry in at Punchestown. So I could see him possibly improving for a bit further, improving for the run. I think just purely on the basis that Vanna 2 is getting £8 off Rock on Ruby, I'm just going to go for Vanna 2.
Okay, Vanita then in the penultimate race, and the final one that we're going to go to is a bumper, a listed bumper as well, over the extended mile and 6 furlongs. 16 runners down to go to post here, AP, and typically with these kind of races, they are very open, but a few of these are arriving in really good form.
Yeah, there is. There's a few that have won. Obviously, the likes of Dalaman, of Tim Vaughan's, won at Toaster, won quite well. Won very well, won by 8 lengths when he won. Looked an impressive sort of horse. But obviously this will be a step up in grade and a step up in class. Colour of the Wind of Tim Easterby's was second to Crockett last time at Weatherby. That was an okay run there. Got the benefit of the experience. Only got 10 stone 5 as well. So that's an advantage to her. And then you're probably looking at some of the other stables that the horses maybe haven't ran before. Maybe actually the one I didn't mention that has ran is Wishful Dreaming of Philip Hobbs's. Was a good enough second at Exeter. Only got beaten half a length there. I could see that one improving. And then we're stepping into a little bit of the unknown with the horses that haven't ran. I like Wishful Dreaming. I thought he ran very well last time at Exeter, and I'm sure he'll improve the experience. So I'm just going to go for Wishful Dreaming.
Okay, Wishful Dreaming then in the Lucky Lass. Great stuff, AP. Very best of luck with your rides tomorrow at Exeter, and best of luck in the new year as well.
Thanks, and the same to you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.